Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rusty Wright. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rusty Wright. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Boone. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Boone. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for a single. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Foster moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Connolly. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Connolly steals second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Connolly scores. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Gardner scores. Sewell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone bunts towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Boone covering, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McManus moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Gerber moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Williams. O'Neill tags and scores. Jameson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson moves to third. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Foster hits a fly ball towards right. Wood catches it and throws to first to double up Tobin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Stuffy McInnes. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Dan Boone. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Duster Mails now pitching. Lou Gisto now playing first base. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. McManus moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Severide moves to third. It's 9-3, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Van Gilder moves to second. It's 10-3, Browns. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Gilder scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 11-3, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.